Okay, we are starting a new malacha. Last of the Lamed Tes malachas, Hatzar. Which in the world today, say, oh, you can't carry on Shabbos. That is a very bad, very poor translation. Because then people will think, oh, I have a stroller, I'm not carrying it, I'm just... But that's Hotzah, because the Isra is not carrying. The Isra is being motzi, Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, or Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So whatever in English you would deem carrying, excuse me, is not the proper definition. That's why people say, oh, if I have a key, I'll just take a safety pin and I'll put it on my, I'll put it on my shirt, and then I solve the problem. You didn't solve the problem. It could be that maybe it's a shinoi, so maybe it'll only be a nisa derabanan. But it won't be mutter to do that. Because it's all because of a faulty translation of the word hotzah to mean carry when it does not mean carry. Finished. So we're going to start with Hotzah, to understand Hotzah, means Yimotzi from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. So the thing that we have to see is how to define. I wanted to start with defining what is a Rishus HaRabim. Because basically, once we define Rishus HaRabim, then we'll be able to know where you can make an Eruv and where you can't make an Eruv. Because the general rule is you can't make an Eruv if it's a Rishus HaRabim. So in order for it to make an Eruv, we have to deem the place that we're making the Erev not a Rishus HaRabim. Because if it's a Rishus HaRabim, there's no Erev. Very simple. The only way to make an Erev in a Rishus HaRabim is if you have doors. And every night you shut the door. Right? Every night you shut the door of the city. Then it won't be a Rishus HaRabim. Of course, some people, if you have the door, even if you don't shut it, but it's roy to shut. And then it's not a Rishus HaRabim.
It has to be a physical door. It can't just be a closed area. Like the public parks closed at 9 p.m. It has to be a physical
door.
No,
so you have to realize another thing that we'll talk about this more, but in other words, it has to be either a thoroughfare or a place where people gather. So if it's not a thoroughfare and it's not a place where people gather, then it wouldn't be automatically a Rishus HaRabim. So we have to define what is Rishus HaRabim, and once we define what a Rishus HaRabim is, then we will be able to know where you could or cannot make an Erev.
The entranceway wouldn't be enough if there's a door close at the top?
Well, something like that. Rabbi Ari Ralbag in Amsterdam, he built like this. He built a thing that, because in Amsterdam they wouldn't allow you to put the strings around. So he built doors on every street. So how did he do that? Basically, he took wires, like chicken wires, and he put it on one side of the street. And then you can pull it out like an accordion. Mm-hmm. And it'll be within love of each other. And then every street had the accordion on one side and then the other part where you could latch it to. And that's how he matted.
And he kept it open? Like he kept it unlatched?
No, he kept it closed. Mm. But he was working with the opinion that as long as you have the ability to...
Yeah,
pull it out.
Right.
Then that would...
So you mean like the doors
were open?
He kept
it open.
Yeah, open. Right.
Open. Because you need to try... Right. So that's... So if you have glossos... But according to another opinion is that it has to be closed every night. Mamsh. So that is going to be very... I mean, what place in the public area are they going to let you close the street every night?
Who says that?
Who says what?
That's because.
That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam says a chiddush that if, as long as it's fit to be closed, it'll be okay. I mean, in theory. But the other sheet says that you have to mamish close it every night. So then, you know, that's why some places they close it at face, you know, the night of the Thanksgiving Day parade for 2 minutes or something. There's something that they... The question is, does that mean anything? So, but first we have to see, are we talking, do we even have a Rosh Hashanah? What is a Rosh Hashanah? And what's the source? The Pasuk of Vayakel. Vayitzav Moshe v'yavir kol b'machan aleymor ish v'isha al yasu ol melachal srumas ha-kodesh. No more donations. Vayikalei ha'am mehavi. Is it Mincha? One? Okay, he's coming. It's like a telecall. You got it? So people stopped bringing. Now why couldn't they bring on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos they would have to take out from their private domain into the into the public and then give it to the, you know, put it in the Rishus HaYachid. That's the Motsi Rishus to Rishus. So the question is, what exactly is the Rishus HaRabim? So take a look on page 3 on Vav Amud Aleph. Is there Rishus HaRabim? Where I put the bracket. The line begins Gemura. Vezehu Rishus HaRabim Sratya Uplatya Gedola Umevoos HaMufulashim. So you have three types of Rishus HaRabim. The first one is called a Sratya. Rashi says Mesila Sholchim Bo Meir Leir. So Sratya is like a road that leads you from one city to the other. That's a Sratya. So give me an example of a sratya that you have in life.
Would be like any interesting
thing
to
study,
huh?
Any break?
Yeah, I mean, you said just before, right? You take, you drive to the five towns.
Yeah.
So what leads you from one city ear to ear?
The RFK Bridge.
Okay, highway, yeah, all the highway, like we've shut the place out. That's a sratya. A platya, says Rashi, rechava shel ir shesham miskapsim l'schayra. It's a what? It's a plaza where people, what?
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Like in olden times, the square, basically?
Yeah, exactly.
Plaza, or the piazza.
There's a question that's asked. Let me see what you think of this question. You ready for this? Ready for this? My friend Rabbi Ezra Schwartz points out to me the question in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. What about the Rechavat HaKotel?
The quarter?
You know, the Kotel, yeah. Where everyone gathers. Is that a platya?
Hmm. Was that the original reason for it?
No.
It sounds like a platya. It sounds like by
definition. So if it would be a platya, then it would be an Isser Daraisa to take a sitter in the Kotel and carry it from one place to the other, because it would, if this would be
a platya. But isn't it gated, the whole area? Or like there must be doors and... There's the Jaffa Gate.
Well, there are access ways. You can't just come in.
Right. Oh, look who's here. He's fresh out of Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about now what a Rosh Hashanah is. So we said a Sratya is a road leading from one city to another. And a Platya is a place where people congregate. So Rashi says, L'schora, But the Shmir Shabbos, Rav Ezra Schwartz pointed out, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchaz asked the question, what's the heter to carry by the Kotel? Can't you say, the Kotel is a place where, a plaza, where people congregate. So maybe, if you carry a sitter at the Kotel, from one to the other, on Shabbos, people do that all the time, right? Maybe it should be Chayv Skila.
Maybe they make it like a Rosh Hashanah or somehow.
Wow.
So
that's the question. The fact that it says L'schora, is that like germane? Mm-hmm. Is it only if it's L'schora? Or L'schora is just an example. But if you say you congregate for, you know, for other purposes, for davening.
Yeah, if you buy those little red strings, you know.
Yeah, all these people, I don't know, the squire, that's a collection.
But regardless, though, wouldn't the rova then be an issue? Because the rova, that's what you could say, is the spira or the cardo. So if anybody walking on the way to the kotel carrying a sitter, potentially walking through
Well, where do people congregate?
In the rova, people congregate in the cardo.
The question is, does the schor have to be taking... Do people congregate? They go into stores there. In other words, the simple pshat, the way someone would say, it means that you have the merchants in the street, and people are congregating. Like, you have this, you know, like in St. Nicholas, people, you have this guy selling latches, and then this another guy is selling, valises, and then next, you know...
It's like a market.
I guess what I'm asking is, you sort of have a market in New York City with all the fruit produce sellers.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, maybe in the morning people will gather and congregate around them. That's the way it works. That's about the merchants gathering.
And those coffee and donut carts, right? Those are pretty...
Yeah, that was pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
But do people congregate, or they just...
They line up for coffee.
Well, what if...
They don't congregate. It's not a place of...
But what if, like, Amsterdam Avenue... Does it have to be fixed? Does it have to be a fixed thing? Because, like, sometimes Broadway will suddenly become a street fair.
Oh, so again...
Right.
The three types of Rishus HaRabim. Sratya is a road from one city to the other. Platya is a place where people congregate. And the third thing is Mevuas HaMefuloshim. In other words, you have streets that lead into the, maybe say you have a street within the city. Avenues that lead... lead you someplace. So, according to these definitions, what would you say? Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn,
everywhere,
right? And all are good. Are good candidates to be Rosh Hashanah? West End Avenue. Is that a what? Mevuas HaMefuloshim. And you want to say FDR Drive, which you have to point out, maybe is what? A Sratya. And a Platya.
What is West End, you said?
Maybe that's Mevuas HaMefuloshim.
Which West End?
A main street.
We'll see that the halacha is that all it has to be is the 60 and Amos wide.
Broadway's about the
question. But it says, what's Rashi saying in the Shmir Shon that Roshehan is with Platya?
Well, then it takes it out, the word Platya, Lisa. In other words, it's open from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. Like you go down West End. So where does that take you? preferred drug than West End Avenue. Either way.
Wrong.
When would I hit the wall?
110th Street.
110th Street?
Yeah.
What happens there? And Amsterdam? And what about West End on the other side?
59th.
And then it turns into what?
59th. It turns into 11th Avenue or 10th Avenue.
It's the same thing, it just changes its name?
It goes till 23rd Street about.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then cuts it off. The Westside Highway cuts it off.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to see, like, how far does it have to go?
Broadway, I think, goes from north to south. Mm-hmm.
Broadway. Yeah. You can go where? All the way till the end of Manhattan?
Yeah, from top to bottom.
From top to bottom. So you're saying that for sure should be? Broadway goes all the way to the water?
North to south, huh?
Right, so that's the question. Now, Rashi has a shita here on page 5. It says, Rishus HaRavim, Mashma Rochav Sheshesrei Amma. So that everyone agrees. It has to be 16 Amas wide. So that could be, what, 30 feet, small, large, something like that, which all these streets are, right? Right? Mm-hmm. All these streets, right? A street, what is West End Avenue? How wide is West End Avenue?
Pretty wide.
Yeah.
Not where they fall down.
What? 50 to 60 feet. So it's definitely... It's definitely 16 amos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is another question. Now, Rashi says a chiddush that the Gemara never said. It says, Ir shemetsuyim bo shishim ribo. You have to have 600,000 people in the city. V'ein bo choma, it doesn't have a wall. And Tosa says, no, there's no such thing that you need Shishim Ribo. The Omerim Komo. Right. Tosa says, the Bahag says Shishim Ribo. So he says, no, he doesn't think you need Shishim Ribo. And the Rambam also. The Rambam says you just need there to be Tezainama. You don't need Shishim Ribo. If we take a look at the Rambam. Yeah, page 7. The Rambam says, Abba Roshuyus L'Shabbos. Oh. Give a value. Okay.
Number 10, yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about what is a Rishus HaRabim rebellion. So Rashi Shita is you need 600,000 people. And the Rambam says on page 7, the second line, is a Rishus HaRabim, Bidbar Sayar Shvokim Bidarchim Am Fuloshalam, Uvachi Rochav Haderech Tezayin Amma. It should be Tezayin Amma. Below Yalav Tikra, no ceiling. But he doesn't say anything about 600,000. That's why the Rambam Shita is that if the street is Tezayin Amma, even though there's no 600,000, it's Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Rashi... Yeah, the question is, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said, I heard Rabbi Jack told me his name, that he feels the Rashi Shita of 600,000 is one of the most difficult shitas in Rishonim. But, and when Aaron Kotluck came to America, he wanted that the psak in America should be Tezayin Amma. As long as it's Tezayin Amma, it's a Rishus Rabim. And Reb Moshe was the one who was Makel. And says, no, the minig in Europe was that if there's no 600,000, then it's not a Rishus Rabim. But as he said, the minig is to follow Rashi. The problem today is we have the Tezayin Amma and we have the 600,000 and we still build an Erev. Right? I mean, how many people here in the west side here? What does Rashi say? How does Rashi define it? Year? What does Rashi say? Year shemetsuyim bashishim ribo. So Manhattan, what would you say the... Is Manhattan an year shemetsuyim bashishim ribo?
I don't know if I see more people in the cars don't count because they have mezuzahs.
Oh, oh, oh.
So that, you know, it's only the people
that are
in the gas.
So Rav Elia Shlita, I made a whole packet on this, Rav Elia. But you're not going to be a visitor, Shem, so you... There are shitas that hold, and we have to see if these shitas we should paskin like or not, that you don't count the people in the cars, because the car is its own rishus. So maybe you only get count the people in the street.
If people are in a horse and a buggy, if they're sitting in the buggy in the back of the horse, and the horse is pulling them, they're also in a thing. Maybe they wouldn't count.
Right, so maybe only the pedestrians count. What do you think? You think the... I mean... That would be a major cooler. Ravelli is saying...
I'll tell you, Pinchas Obashon, when the Borough Park Avery was constructed, every polemical thing, it was a person tried to direct, it was an old friend of his.
Yes, yes.
He printed all the polemical literature.
I read it all.
And he bought all of it. And you know, I had it in the house, and I still have some in the house. And, you know, it's a very, very big maslach. It's an old maslach. It seems like the minigun most places was to build an Eruv. I mean, you know.
Right.
Elsky went ballistic. He had a Yashin Kalum once, and something was there. And, Rabbi Elsky was very, very against making an Eruv.
Right.
And Gerald Horsen stood up and said, what about the Varsha Eruv?
Right.
Varsha had millions of people, 300,000 Jews,
right.
And there was an Eruv that Robert Kalina had made. And Robert Belsky just went ballistic. He just didn't listen to everything that he said. He started trying to just rant and rave. That was half of the story.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was around for that story. I mean, not necessarily when Robert Belsky, but I knew Robert Belsky's opinion. And my uncle, my wife's uncle, was also from the big, from Moshe Bix, that's how, was from the big...
Even Garish and Rabbanim,
which
generally, most of them were in favor. Menashe Klein. In Hungary, they were moving everywhere. People used to it, and they wanted to do the same thing in America.
Right. Yeah. See, some are of the opinion, this is Rav Gelli said to me once. I remember my grandmother, she's living be well, she said, you know, she remembers that when she grew up in the Lower East Side, so people didn't you got the cholent from the public kitchen.
Yeah.
You didn't have cholent in your own house. You went to the public kitchen and you went and picked up the cholent. So that's what Rav Gelli was saying, that could be in those days they needed it more because they didn't have the ability to have all the food in their house. Today, maybe that doesn't apply. Maybe today we have other reasons. But that doesn't matter because Lamaisa... If it's taka really osur,
yeah, they couldn't find
then that's not a cooler. So we have to figure out what's the cooler, because like this, if you hold like the Rambam, then all you need is what? Tezayin Amma. And if you hold like Rashi, you need Tezayin Amma plus Shishim Ribo. And then the question is, where did the Shishim Ribo have to be? Where?
Does it matter if they're indoors or on the street?
Right. Is it 600,000 people living there or 600,000 on the street?
Right.
Well, what's John Rashi? What does Rashi say?
Yeshem
Mitsuyim Bashishim Riba.
Sounds like if they just live there.
Yeah. That's the simple shot. Yeshem Mitsuyim Bashishim Riba.
And if that's the shot, then the people in the cars also would count, sounds like.
Well,
right, in other words, if you're saying Mitsuyim Bo means living there,
right.
Then... So, Rav Moshe Rav Moshe wants to say a chiddush on page 10. Whenever Rav Moshe says a chiddush, he lets you know he's saying a chiddush. On page 10, Rav Moshe says the arrow. Aval b'inyan hashishim rimo nirali anias daiti dover chadush. I'm going to tell you something new. And then he writes, v'hu nochon. U'muchrach. He's giving himself, freedom.
Pretty emphatic.
Yeah. So what's the, because, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch before we read Rav Moshe. On page 9. What does it say? Page 9, Siv Zayin. Eizeh Rishis Rav Mechov Shvokim Rav Yuzvav Amadat Tazayin. And then on the fourth line it says, V'yesh Omrim Shekol She'en Shishim Riba Omrim Bo B'chol Yom. Ein Rishis Rav. So how do you understand that line in Shulchan Aruch? Omrim Bo B'chol Yom. Is that the same as Rashi?
No.
What does Omrim Bo B'chol Yom mean?
Through that area.
Trains.
Through, so it means you need 600,000 going down that street.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, did we ever have such a, is that possible? To have 600,000 people going down one particular street every day?
Parade?
Marathon. I mean, nowadays, if you count people in cars, it's a lot easier.
But let's speak about the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Is it possible that there be 600,000 people over in Bo B'chol Yom?
It's a long street.
It depends what you consider.
It's a major street, like in Roman times, they had like major streets and connecting the property, not a side street.
And you had 600,000 people on that particular street?
On the street, maybe not on that five.
The people that measured the words in favor, and they said it was 300,000 or something. You started counting people in the streets on Broadway, whatever, and it was not 600,000; it was much less. But Moshe is very complicated. I'll just tell you. You know, when the Moshe came to America, there was an area on the east side which the Chassidim and the Balabatisha people used. The literature, whether it was there, were against it. The sort of Segel's area, which was made under Dzhanarov.
Uh-huh.
And it was in existence from 1902 to 1932. And then they tore down the Second Avenue. That was one of the...
Right, they used the elevated train as one of the machitzas.
Yeah, it was one of the machitzas with the L.
So once that came down,
the story was, see them that knew, didn't carry anyone, but the Balabatisha people and the Ratzisha people, and they still carried them. When she came to America, he saw all these people on the east side, plain people, Shomer Shabbos people who were on the Ratzis for carrying. So he was very down on J.K. Reuben for that reason, because he saw that people didn't understand that there was an Erev and it was Mutter, and now it's not Mutter, and they were still carrying.
Right.
And it went on for many divers that people were, for many decades. The plain people on the east side were still carrying on Shabbos.
You just didn't know that it was down?
Because part of the air was the elevated train. Mm-hmm. You say, Pi tikra yorid vasosim. It's ke'ilu that the elevated train, you make an imaginary wall. Mm-hmm. And that was... Okay.
Number 10,
What's an elevator?
Right. You ever see trains, above ground trains? Bright beat. You've seen those trains that above... So they have that in the Lower East Side also. And they use that as one of the sides of the Erev. So what Rav Elie was saying is that even after it was taken down, people didn't know the difference. Right, so once it was down, so I guess it wasn't so simple. And then Rav Moshe came, and I think Rav Bick, and they saw this was happening. And then... Rav Moshe didn't want to have an Erev, and that was it. So they never it could be if that L never came down, then people would have continued carrying. It could be Rav Moshe wouldn't have said anything, maybe. Because even though he himself might have held not that way, but I don't know if he would have if the Berjan Rav, you know, giving the Heta and the Masham, people were relying on it. So, but the Maisa, it came down to Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, this is his Chiddush. He says, there was some people are of the opinion that it can't be that you need 600,000 people on one street. That perhaps is not plausible.
And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That you do need that.
Right. So then maybe you have to reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he's saying. And the way he wants to say the Pshat is, where do we get the number 600,000? That was the men in the Midbar. But the men with the Midbar, 600,000, were within 12 Amos, Yud Beis Amos by Yud Beis Amos. That was where the encampment was. So that's why, 8 miles, something like that.
No.
1 second. So therefore, if it's spread out more, then it's not 600,000. In other words, it has to be concentrated in the same concentration that existed in the Midbar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less than 600,000.
So 600,000 in the concentrated area of Yud Beis Mil and Yud Beis Mil. That's what he's saying. That's his Dover Chodesh.
So what would that, like, that would be parallel to, let's say, 600,000 on the Upper West Side or something?
Yeah, so how big is the Upper West Side?
200,000.
What?
Area?
Well, in other words, if you would make an 8 mile by 8 mile square.
No, Manhattan is Manhattan's like 7 point something miles square in totality, isn't it?
Right. So then, and how many people are there?
I don't. Does anyone have many?
I think there's one person for every 200 square feet on the west side. Mm-hmm. The density ratio.
So how many people live in Manhattan?
How many people live in Manhattan? About 7 million.
7 million.
Wow. In Manhattan?
Yeah.
I think
look
York
on your phone.
City,
come on.
New York City would be
Shimmy,
eight,
look in your phone. This shouldn't be a hard thing to...
1.6 million.
What?
In Manhattan.
But that's more than 600,000. And it's within Yud Beis Mil.
8 million in New York.
What one?
You say there are 1.6 million people in Manhattan? You're saying the whole Manhattan is how much is Yud Beis Mil?
Not that much.
8 million?
I have to look it up.
Look it up. So... No? So what does it say? Oh, where are your phones? Whoever has a phone?
I don't have them.
What do you want
to look up? Yud Beis Mil, first of all. How many miles is that?
Yud Beis Mil.
And then... Okay, and Yud Beis Mil therefore is how much?
Like 7 miles.
7 miles. And the whole Manhattan is how much?
7 point something squared, I think. Miles.
Manhattan is how long? How long and how wide?
What is it, 125?
Miles. But Manhattan has that 1 point. Well, we needed 600,000 within the 7 mile.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So then we have it, the corridor for sure.
Yeah, you factor in the main street.
Right, so that's the so that's the question. So it was, you see, Moshe says, okay, you need the cooler. You see, Ravan Kotler wanted that the halacha should be like the Rishonim, let's say Tezayin Am is enough. And oh, Tezayin Am is enough. And Moshe was Makel. Says no, Tezayin Am is not enough. You also need 600,000. But the problem is, we have the Tezayin Am and we have the 600,000, and we still want an Erev. That's the question. There's a Ramban, Rav Shechter likes to quote, that suggests that maybe 600,000 is in the city. But outside the city, in the highways, like Rav Shechter says, even without 600,000. But then he backtracks. He says, Shemadas HaRishonim Lomar on page 16. Strategy to Busha, good for yours, for whole community of meal a year, Medina, and so call on aim doctor over in Malachi from Remo. Whereas if you have a public thoroughfare, a high, like a shepherd says, a highway, you don't need maybe 600,000 on the highway. And with Tocha ear, maybe you need 600,000, and he says, you're not so sure. And the Tosas Rid also makes an interesting point. You know, we say you can't take a lulav on Shabbos because you might come to carry. What's the law of the Gemara? Gezeira Shema, what? Yavirenu? Dama Amos Mishos Ram. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why does the Gemara say Gezeira Shema Yavirenu Dama Amos Mishos Ram? Why doesn't it say Shema Yotzi Mishos Hayachal Mishos Ram? Where's your lulav? At home. You might come out. So he says like this, the Tosas read on page 18, he says, Hadanaka dal ramas bishus harabim, they shistam ayoros karmelusain. That's because most cities are not rishus harabim. Why? Because they don't have 600,000. So where's the rishus harabim? Outside the city. Because most times in the city, it's not going to be from Rishus Hayachal to Rishus Rabin. Because if Karmelus means that it's a public area, but it doesn't meet the requirements of Rishus Rabin. Like a summer camp. Like a summer camp, so a lot of summer camps, they don't have any a road on the in the camp. A public road, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and even if it did, but there's no 600,000 people there, right? But happens to be Camp Marashah is a very unique camp. It's built on a public road. The main campus is in, it's a palace. My wife always can't get over this. She went to Moshe Rabbah, so she can't relate. She said they build a camp on a public road.
Yeah. Did she have cars going through the middle of the camp?
The Kolo part is on a private road. So mainly, I carry that. That's the only place I carry. Camp Hask I carry because Camp Hask is Mechitzis. It's all gated area. It's not. I also carried in four. I went to Four Star or something. I should go get those Four Stars in South Fallsburg. You know, one of these some resort places. People have houses there.
Yeah.
So that's what he. So Tosas Rid. I quoted my sefer. I wrote a sefer in Erevin once. I quote here from a certain sefer that says that's the pshat, page 20, Shlomo Zalman Shmaya at the bottom. But Tosas Rid is saying what the Ramban said, that you need 600,000 in the city and that you don't have, and the Rishus Rabim is only the highways, or. leading to the house. So that you need...
You're saying going from a Carmelite into a Rosh Hashanah is no problem. Like,
so it's not a deraisa.
Even if he starts in Rosh Hashanah and then goes after the Carmelite?
It depends if you stopped or not.
Okay.
But, okay, so that's the idea. So we have three types of Rosh Hashanah. We have Sratya, that's a public thoroughfare, that's going from one city to the other, which the Ramban says maybe is a Rosh Hashanah even without 600,000, even though in the end seems to be tracked. A platya is just a plaza where people congregate. And the other thing is what? Levuas HaMufuloshim. That's like public, someone said, like public avenues within the city.
So Times Square
is a place where people...
That's the plaza.
It's the plaza, the shopping plaza.
Broadway.
Times Square is?
Yeah.
Broadway?
Broadway.
Is an avenue. How many shopping plazas do we have? So that's what the question is. I think Rabbi Ezra Shor saw from the Shlomo Zalman that he wanted to say maybe the reason why the Kotel is not a Rosh Hashanah is because it's not a plaza for shopping. But the question is, does that really make the difference? Because one could say that the Kotel is a Rosh Hashanah. And if that would be true, then it would be also to take a sitter and walk Dalaramas by the Kotel.
Why would it have to be Liskara? That's what I was wondering.
Right, maybe it shouldn't have to be Liskara. So then you'll have to come to this conclusion that the Kotel is 600,000. Unless you say that you need a plaza that 600,000 people congregate, which is a little bit difficult. There's not, you don't have 600,000 people at the Kotel at any given time. But half the Rishonim anyway don't hold from 600,000 people. So then maybe, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, maybe the Schoira is the Ikir, that it's only considered a Rosh Hashanah if it's the Schoira, because that's like the city, that's what a Rosh Hashanah is. When people go,
Is that just as far as the Rashi? Where's the mucker for the spire?
Right.
Yeah. So Shishin Ribu, we already had trouble finding the mucker.
Right.
Trying to find something.
Right. So then you're saying the packer maybe it shouldn't have to be the spire.
Right.
Yeah.
Rashi says it though.
I know.
Rashi says the spire.
Does it really all come from just these two opinions, Rashi and the Rambam?
And then there's 10 Rishonim who follow Rashi and another 10 who follow the Rambam.
Mm.
Well, it's like a Machlokas between 20 Rishonim, 10 hold like Rashi, you need Tazainana and 600,000, and the other 10 hold, all you need is 600, all you need is Tazainana wide.
Where did the Rambam get the Ted Zayin from?
That's in the Gemara, that's the Gemara. Okay. But the 600,000 is not in the Gemara. That's just in the Midbar, there were 600,000, so they Keshmeis Aleph, So at first glance, so if you go to camp in the summer, so that's the only place I carry, is like Murashah, Kolo, I carry it. I say that's one of the reasons that I go there in the summer for Shabbos, so no one can say I don't believe in Erevin. The Gemara has a category of a person, Einu Moda Be'eriv. So I'm Moda Be'eriv, but only in specific places.
So the Kola has its own Eriv?
The Kola has its own Eriv, yeah. I mean, it's cut off, right?
Yeah. It doesn't connect to the main camp?
No, it is. You can walk from there. But then once you get to the main camp, then you're on a public road.
Yeah.
Unless they come off the area on the other side of the road. I mean, there's nothing on the other side of the road aside from, right? That's waterfront, right?
But
the
public road goes by, there's a campus, a girl campus. The A building, the girls' campus, and that leads to the Chadar Ochel,
Off the hill.
Yeah. It's not simple. So basically, I leave you with a conundrum of how does any year of modern day work.
Do we talk about
maybe you say like Rebellia. Rebellia wanted to say maybe we shouldn't count the cars. Because the cars are different shoes. I made a packet on that to discuss who said that. And do we accept that? Ramosha didn't think that was a compelling svara. There are other big people who thought it was a good svara. What do you think?
What about cutting off part of the city? Could you just say these five blocks is what...
No, because you can't decide that because it's part of the Rishus Rabbim. So you can't just say we're going to cut off even the one block. Say I want to make if I hold Broadway, say it's Rishus Rabbim. So say I want to make one block on the Broadway. So that would be if you hold Broadway Rishus Rabbim, then even one block in Broadway is Rishus Rabbim. Rabbi Abadi said he thought the Poshup Shop is the 600,000 don't have to go on this one street. It means you have a street that's servicing 600,000 people. Mm-hmm. The 600,000 people live in the community. And then, because the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Machane Levia. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Machane Levia. That's the Gemara here on page 4. And Machane Levia is Rosh Hashanah. So they ask a question. Do you mean to tell me that 600,000 people went to Moshe Rabbeinu every day? They went to, or maybe the more poshup shot is there were 600,000 around, and then they had this road, Moshe Rabbeinu place, that you know that led up to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was and there was an encampment of 600,000, so this road serviced 600,000 people. So if that be the case, then all these streets here in the city are servicing 600,000, more than 600,000. And then it could be Rosh Hashanah. We're not ending today, meaning today I'm just presenting the problems.
Let me say a story that nobody knows.
Okay.
His brother-in-law there in Palgan, Overshawn, was a common good Moshe. He had a take-out store. He was a social, but he opened a take-out store in Borough Park. And, the Moshe back used to get things from him. And when the Menashe Klein built the first area from Borough Park, it was going like in the 80s.
I remember.
Yes, with Moshe, can I carry in the Arab? So he says, where do you go? And he was the Bakar of Rabbi Shur. So Rabbi Shur from Pasuk Mishal. Yes, well, Rabbi Shur says you can do it.
Rabbi Israel Shur from Bethel?
Yeah.
The Talmud of Rabbi Meir Arik?
Yeah, yeah. So, Rabbi Shur says...
The big orator. Yeah, big orator.
It's a first hand Pasuk, and you can ask whatever he says.
Who said it? Rabbi Shur said it?
Against the movement like people portray.
Yeah.
Very, he was of other opinions.
You should know there was a rabbi in Borough Park in Bethel. His name was Rabbi Israel Shur. He was in his 90s. He was known as a big orator. So I said to myself, I have to hear him. So one Shabbos morning, I decided this before Shabbos morning, that I would go just to hear his drasha. I walked all the way an hour from Flatbush to Borough Park just to hear Rabbi Shur. And then I ate by somebody, arranged a meal, and that's who he's talking about. He was an old man. Not the same as Rabbi Gedalia, it's a different Shur.
No.
He was a Galiciana. From Galicia.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying that Rabbi Moshe told him if you die, you can ask Rabbi Shur.
And you can do whatever Rabbi Shur tells him. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying that Rabbi Moshe was more... Yeah. Let me close the thing and I'll tell you.